Thank you, Linda. Let me pray. Father God, we do thank you for this special day, Ascension Day, and we pray now that you'll speak to us as we reflect on these words of Scripture. Amen. Well, yes, so today we are celebrating the Ascension, and we've had this wonderful reading from Acts chapter 1, which tells us lots of details about what happened all those years ago. And we see that firstly, Jesus spent 40 days between his resurrection and ascension, convincing his followers that he really was alive again, risen from the dead, never to die again. You can say hallelujah if you want. Hallelujah. He spent that time teaching and giving instructions. He was then taken up into heaven, and as the disciples watched him go, two men in white, angels, appeared, and they said, Jesus is going to return in the same way. I don't really want to focus on those events this evening, though. I want us to focus on the disciples, the instructions left to them, and what they subsequently do. I want to highlight three things that I think are very appropriate as we embark on this 10 days of prayer together, as we pray, Thy kingdom come. So first, let me say what those three things are. The first thing is that the disciples are told to be witnesses for Jesus. However, before they do that, secondly, they are to wait for the Spirit to come down, the Holy Spirit to come and empower them, which is what they do, they wait. And thirdly, while they wait, how do they spend their time? They spend their time in prayer. So witnessing, the Spirit, and prayer. But I'm going to do them in the reverse order, just to confuse you. The reason I'm doing them in the reverse order is because the first thing the disciples do is pray. And if you look back at the reading on page 1092, if you take a look at verse 14, you'll see that. His followers have gathered together. They have been told to wait for the Spirit to come. But notice what they don't do. They don't sit around twiddling their thumbs, drinking cups of coffee, sending out for the odd pizza, doing crosswords. They don't spend their time relaxing and taking day trips to the seaside while they wait for the Holy Spirit. No, they spend their time in prayer as they await Pentecost. And over the next 10 days, we're going to mirror that behaviour because we're kicking off Thy Kingdom Come. 10 days of prayer between Ascension Day and Pentecost that mirrors what those first disciples did. And again, if we look at verse 14, what do we see? We see that they prayed, but they prayed together, and they prayed constantly. And I think that is what we're being called to do. At our recent annual meeting here at St. John's, I shared an acrostic using the word praise. But of course, praise is what we're all about at St. John's and, of course, at the Baptist Church. Praise is how we respond to God. We praise God's name in worship, don't we? We also praise God in how we live our lives. But if you remember the acrostic, the P in it stands for prayer. Prayer. That is what we're being called to do for the next 10 days and beyond, of course. Prayer is important because in prayer we encounter God. We engage with God. We talk to God. We hear from God. As we pray, we ask God to bless the world. We ask God to bless our community of Elmswell. Also, as we pray, Thy Kingdom Come, we will start to realise that God wants us to be part of the answer. That's always something scary. But it shouldn't be. But because we might be part of the answer, we need to ask God also in prayer to guide us. We need to ask God to prepare us to do his will. And we need to ask God to equip us and empower us with his Spirit. God wants to work through us, all of us. Doesn't matter how young or old we are, how extrovert or how shy we are. God wants to work through us because that is how his kingdom will come. So during the next 10 days, we're going to be praying for many things. The particular focus, though, is for God's kingdom to come. We will pray for God to bless our community and to come among us. We will pray for God to bring more people to know Jesus, because God's kingdom has to come first in people's hearts if it's going to then come to our community. And that brings us to number two then, this Holy Spirit. Because how will our friends and our community come to know Jesus? Only if, one, we witness to them in the power of the Spirit, and two, only if the Spirit moves in them and opens their eyes. At the end of the first 10 days of prayer, those first followers of Jesus, they'd been praying for 10 days, then came the day of Pentecost, and there was this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There's a verse in chapter 2 of Acts that tells us how many people became Christians that day. Anybody know?
200.
Higher? Anyone higher or lower? 3,000 people became Christians that day. Can you imagine if 3,000 people became Christians in Elmswell? There'd be very few non-believers left. That first Pentecost was an amazing day. We could do with that happening again, couldn't we? On Tuesday night, I was at the evening training session for Who Cares over in Great Barton, and somebody commented, God has brought revival to this area before. Wouldn't it be good for him to do it again? And why not? God can do it again. Of course he can. So we pray, thy kingdom come. But that can only come if the Holy Spirit works in people's lives. So we need him to open eyes so people can see Jesus clearly, that they can see that, well, that they are convicted of sin, that they see their need for Jesus to be saved from death and hell. During the next days of prayer, then, we need to pray for our friends, our neighbours, our enemies, our family. We need to pray for them to receive the Spirit's illumination and conviction. And so I come to these red pieces of cord. These are red, and the colour should remind us of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit on that first Pentecost came down in flames of fire. So, I mean, you can dangle this and imagine it's a tongue of fire, if you like. And that's why it's red. But there's something else I want us to do with it. I want us to tie 5 knots in it. You don't have to tie the knots in it right at the moment, because as you tie each knot, I want you to think of a person you're going to be praying for. So there'll be 5 knots, and each person you're going to be praying that they're not Christians, these people. You're going to be praying that they come to know Jesus. And what I would like you to do, I'm just putting 3 knots in it just for the moment, is as you pray over the coming days, use this, remind yourself of our need for the Holy Spirit, run your fingers down. As you get to the first knot, pray for that first person. And then after you pray for them to know Jesus, come to the second knot, pray for the second person. Without prayer, without the Spirit moving, nothing will happen. But with prayer, with the Holy Spirit, anything is possible. And so we come to the third thing required to make all of this happen. So let me ask a question. On the day of Pentecost and beyond, how did the Holy Spirit make people aware of their need for Jesus? Were they just walking down the street and suddenly, oh, I need Jesus in my life? Or did something else happen? It was through the followers of Jesus being brave and witnessing. Having been empowered by the Spirit, they went out and they told people the good news about Jesus. So how can we be involved in witnessing? We come back to our acrostic, the word praise. Anybody from St. John's remember what the I stands for? Invite. It's up there on the back. I think I'll have to print some postcards of this. I is for invite. Certainly I became a Christian because somebody invited me to a mission event. But any of us can do that, can't we? We can invite somebody to one of our church events. It's not too scary. We can start by inviting somebody we're praying for to a social event. It means that they start to get to know some Christians and realise that we're normal. Most of us. And then after a while, we can then invite them to a church service or an evangelistic event where they will hear the gospel. But we keep on praying for them. And over time, it might take a couple of years, they come to know Jesus. We can do that, can't we? So let's pray for who to invite and for the opportunity to invite. And so we come to the A in that word praise. I'm not doing it in order. Can anyone remember what the A in the word praise stood for? It stood for ask. Ask the question, what hurts the most? And this links in with our exciting initiative that we're doing in the summer and autumn, the Who Cares initiative. It's one of the most exciting initiatives I've come across for years. It fits with Thy Kingdom Come, and it's so simple. We're going to ask people what hurts the most, but the way we do it is we have a postcard, and we can simply say, would you like to take part in a one-question survey? If they say no, that's fine. If they say yes, we simply hand them the card, they read the question, they write an answer, we hand them a pen as well, and they have another card of information with a helpline. And they pop it anonymously into an envelope. They can tick whether they're male, female, and their age bracket to help us think through the answers. And then we will review those answers and work out how we can respond. But that's easy as well, isn't it? We could do that at the ladies' lunch. We could do it at maybe the history group. We could do it in any group in the village. We can do it with our friends. And we then review the responses as churches in Elmswell. We listen to where our community hurts. And then as we get towards Christmas, we start thinking about how we will respond. And after Christmas, we can respond. So we might put on a talk on money worries or family problems. Might do a sermon series. But I do believe that if we pray for and engage in Who Cares, it will make a real difference in people's lives. Because in Jesus, there is hope. And people need to hear about hope. Particularly as we see the atrocities going on around us. So there we go. There's two very easy ways in which we can witness in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not difficult. So let's do it. But to review, first of all, we pray for the next 10 days for our community and friends to know Jesus and all the blessings he gives. We pray for ourselves to be filled with the Spirit, empowered to then invite those we pray for to come to church, or we give them that postcard with the question. We may even find we can talk to them directly about Jesus. But we do need to pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us, to move us to act, and for the Spirit to come upon our friends and our community so they respond to God's call. The first disciples did those three things: prayer, Spirit, witness. The same holds true for us. We must pray, we must hunger for the Spirit's anointing, and then we must boldly witness in the power of the Spirit. Amen.